Step 5 was the answer. It was the beginning of true kinship with man and God.
So you see, it's such a beautiful program in the essence of that when we first come here, we're not alone in the social sense anymore. And that when we're ready, and not until we're ready, do we complete that cycle of not being isolated anymore. But we won't have that sense of anxious apartness until we are ready for step 5. That's the beautiful, eloquent part of this program, Recovery. You know, there's a guarantee on page 25 of the big book that I'll read for you. And because, you know, a lot of information has been passed, and sometimes you think, oh my God, I couldn't get all that. You know, I get people asking me if I got a photographic memory. No, I just read this stuff, you know. But as I've read the program Recovery and brought it into my life, has vast areas of my life improved? Of course, you know. I mean, in business and everything, it's been phenomenal. But, you know, the thing about it is that it isn't about memory. It's about quality. It's about grabbing one principle in the moment you're in and applying that, just that warped mind. In the very last paragraph of step 1, one of the most eloquent principles that I know of is it says that under the lash of alcoholism, we're driven to AA, and there we discover the fatal nature of our situation. And see, only then and only then do we become open-minded to conviction and as willing, this is the application, willing to listen as the dying can be. There's an application in that. How much application would it take to truly become a character that had developed the skill through the principle of the 12 steps and a power greater than myself to be as willing to listen right now as a dying can be? How much would I have missed of this meeting if I had applied that principle? None. It's not possible. Because if you listen like your life depends on it, and it really does, then you start to hear and see more. You hear things from people they're not even saying.